This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello AppleVis, Dave Nason here, continuing my look at the iPhone X and some of the key new features of that device. Of course, one of the most important changes to the iPhone X is that the screen is now edge-to-edge, which means the front of the device is all screen, no home button. So, what are we going to do? How are we going to get to our home screen, our app switcher, our triple-click home accessibility, Siri, and so on? Thankfully, Apple has it all covered. It's a mix of methods, so some use other buttons on the device, such as the power button, which they now call the side button, the volume buttons, and of course, there are new gestures as well. So I'll show you all those, or at least all the important ones. I'm going to start with the ones on the buttons and then come back and talk about the gestures for home and app switcher. So one press of the power button is of course still to lock or unlock the screen. What we have after that then is Apple Pay. So previously with an iPhone 7 or an iPhone 6s or 6, you used Apple Pay by either placing the phone down by the terminal and then placing your finger on the Touch ID sensor, or you could double press the home button, which would bring up the authentication. You then authenticate and then with your fingerprint on the sensor and then move the phone down to the terminal in the shop. So obviously you can't do that anymore with no Touch ID sensor. So what we do now is we press the side button, or the power button if you prefer to call it that, twice. So it's very similar to pressing the Touch ID button twice on other devices. With this one, we press the power button twice, and instead of using Touch ID, it'll use Face ID to authenticate you, and you will then move the device down to the terminal. So I'm going to press the power button twice.
Alert, home indicator, dimmed, face, hold near reader.
And it authenticated me very quickly there and told me to hold near the reader. There is no reader here because I'm at home. So I'm going to go back to my home screen.
Mail, 3 unread emails, double tap to open.
And we have a triple click option as well. So before, obviously, to turn voiceover or other accessibility shortcuts on and off, we would triple press the home button. That's no longer the case, of course. So now we triple press the power button instead. So it's a simple enough one to remember. It's just a different button. So if I triple press the home button, or sorry, I'm making the mistake myself. If I triple click the power button,
voiceover off.
And voiceover's gone off.
Voiceover on, mail, 3 unread emails. Double tap to open.
Triple click it again, and voiceover is back on. So that's still there. The third one would be Siri. So of course, before, again, we would press and hold the home button for Siri. So now it's press and hold the side button, the power button. And you can hear the Siri sound there. I'm going
to
release.
What would you like to send? You can ask me to send an email or send a text message.
And
mail, 3 unread emails.
That is Siri. So we just press and hold the power button instead of the home button. So it's just getting used to pressing that different button. But I hear you ask, if I'm pressing and holding the power button to use Siri, how do I turn off my phone? What we do is essentially squeeze the sides of the phone. So you press the power button and one of the volume buttons together for a couple of seconds.
Emergency SOS.
And it'll bring up
slide to power off.
Slide to power off if you swipe to the left.
Emergency SOS.
Emergency SOS.
Cancel button.
Or cancel. So I'm going to cancel.
Mail, 3 unread emails.
So
double tap to open.
That simple to turn off your device now. Instead of just that side button, it's the side button or a power button and one of the volume buttons, either one, for a couple of seconds, and it'll bring up that screen. You want to take a screenshot? Used to be the power button and the home button. It's now the power button and the volume up button, and that will take a screenshot. So now I'm going to take a look at how we get to our home screen and how we get to the app switcher. And for this, Apple has replaced the home button with new gestures, and these involve sliding your finger up from the bottom of the screen, and it uses taptic or haptic feedback, kind of vibrations, as well as a little bit of sound to let you know which one you're on. So basically, there'll be three little vibrations. The first one, though, is just a little vibration to let you know that you've started successfully, and then there'll be two more vibrations or pieces of feedback that you'll get. So the first one is for the home screen and the second one is for the app switcher. So you slide your finger up the screen quite quickly, and when you get to the first of the main blips, the first of the main vibrations, you will lift your finger and you're on the home screen. If you continue past that and go higher up the screen, you'll get to another one. And if you lift your finger on that one, you'll get to the app switcher. So hopefully that's making sense. It's easier to show than to describe, I suspect, but I'm going to go to the app switcher now. So like as I said, there will be sort of three of these. The first one is just to let you know that you are successfully carrying out the gesture, and then there'll be two more. So I'm going to go to the very top one. So that's for the app switcher. So I'm going to, from the very, very bottom edge of the screen, I'm going to swipe up, and you may hear three little blips.
App switcher. Ulster Bank RI active. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
And I lifted my finger when I got to that last blip, and it went to the app switcher. If I want to go back to my home screen, I will slide up, but I don't go as far this time. I stop at the first of the major ones, the second one that you kind of feel. That one, and I lift my finger.
Mail, three unread emails.
And I'm back on my home screen. So I slide your finger up the screen, and lift is the gesture. And depending if you stop at the first or second station, so to speak, you will either go to your home screen or you will open your app switcher when you lift that finger. And then once you're in the app switcher, it works just the same as it did in the iPhone 7 and previously as well on all the other devices. So it's actually very easy once you get used to it. The first couple of times you try it, it might, you know, take a bit of getting used to, and it still, you know, will take a bit of adapting. But it does actually feel quite natural as well, I think, to just swipe up to get rid of an app, to close an app. So I like the gesture, and I think I'll get used to it. Apple have also given us new gestures for Notification Center and the Control Center. So you can still use the old one. You can still put your voiceover focus in the status bar and swipe down with three fingers for Notification Center, swipe up with three fingers for Control Center. If you're comfortable with those gestures, they're still there. But we also have these same kind of haptic feedback options if we swipe from the top of the screen downwards. So this time, if you stop at the first one, it'll be Control Center, and if you stop at the second one, it'll be Notification Center. So I'm going to swipe down from the top of the screen and lift.
Airplane mode, switch button off.
And I'm in
Double
Control
tap,
Center.
Mail, three unread emails.
Going to do it again, and this time I'm going to go further. I'm going to go to the last option. So I'm going to swipe down from the top of the screen until I get to the last one. There it is, and lift.
Notifications, 0127.
And I'm in my Notification Center. So it's quite easy once I get used to it. I think I'm having a little bit of trouble when I was trying to do it with my thumb. Sometimes I have a bit of a difficulty getting to the notification one, but when I used a finger, I found it a bit easier. So I think it's just a matter of getting used to it more than anything else. And I do like it largely because now if you're using your phone one-handed, and as I like to do, that now we have these gestures that we can use to get to Control Center and so on without having to grip the phone in one hand and use your other hand to do a three-finger gesture. You just have one-handed access to these features. I really like that myself. That's how I like to use my phone. So I think they've covered all the angles with this. You know, the home button being taken away can seem like a scary prospect, but I think they've found really good, elegant solutions for this. So I like it. So let us know your thoughts, though, as well on applevis.com. Check out the forums for more tips, and let us know what you think and how you're getting on, or any tips that you've come up with. Thanks very much for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.